I trade with him. Dude, how am I gonna do this?
Alright, so meeting Shasha for the first time was through this project. Funny enough, she tells this story on an interview. She told me the same story, how she met Maphorisa, right? Her Uber driver introduced them. And that was a pivotal moment, obviously meeting one of the greatest DJ producers, artists that this country's ever seen. Absolute legend, you know? To get an opportunity to work with someone like that is not an opportunity that everyone is afforded. And that is how I feel about working with Shasha.
Well, he seemed very much of an introvert, and that's basically who I am, you know? Because this was literally my first time meeting him, so you just kind of have to get to know a person before you go on and, you know, work with them.
Yeah, I feel like, let me just listen to it, and then I'll just,
was in the process of my preparation, but I was still in that process of, oh, I'm just gonna listen to her music, feel it out. And then I get the email and it's like, yeah, it's tomorrow. I'm like, yo, I haven't even made a demo. What am I gonna do? Fired up the engines and I was like, okay, we're not sleeping. And I got in the studio and started making what came out to be a beautiful instrumental. I thought I was gonna do like 4 or 5 beats, you know, but it wasn't. It was just one instrumental. And yeah, it was weird because it was like, this process is just calling me to do this. And I'm one of those people, you know, I'm very spiritual. So once I feel called to do something, I do it. I listen to that call, you know, to people out there, answer the call.
He had already like prepared something prior, and it was already a vibe. I love the chords. It was already really already put down. And yeah, he basically told me that he was just kind of like listening to my stuff, and then he kind of fed off that energy and then made that. And honestly, it was instant, literally. And I started just like, you know, should I say mumbling ideas, because that's what I do usually.
Yeah, so working with Smirnoff, I mean, working with like a global brand that's got such a rich history and is a household name in the world, I don't take that for granted either. You know, that places me on a global platform and places me within a global network of really amazing people.
Give me all that and more. Okay, you can delete. Gotcha. I am dinosaur, give me all that and more. I'm sorry, this is just so funny. The way this is in my face, it's just so funny.
This is the first time I've actually had cameras in the studio, to be honest with you. So it's like, okay, and you're just, okay, and I'm trying to connect to the song, and then oh, there's the camera, and there's, but it's cool. Like you just kind of get used to it, kind of get a hang of it, you know, and then you just let go and be, literally.
DJ, it's all about, and a performer, it's all about servicing your audience. So in the studio, your audience is your artist. So this entire process for me has been, okay, is she happy? Is she comfortable? And is she able for that reason to give the absolute best version of herself?
What we made, it's really just about how I'm so in love with this guy. I'm head over heels with this guy. And I'm just, you know, obviously, you know, sharing with him that I've been hurt, you know, we've gone through the most and, you know, go through the most in relationships, but I don't think I'll ever let you go. And basically that's the name of the song, Never Let You Go.
On to the next is creating a new version of yourself. I think that's probably the creative process that is most grueling, because it takes all of you, mind, body, and spirit. That's what On to the Next means to me. It means like a new and improved Smokes, a new and improved reality.
It's really great that they're doing this, because I mean, it's an opportunity, again, we're meeting other people, we're making some good music. At the same time, man, like, it helps us too, as artists, you know? So, yeah, I feel like it's definitely a cool initiative.